Welcome to the Karate Shrimp Podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Bleem. Join me in exploring all the ways we can perform better in life and martial arts.
I'm sitting in a restaurant, sitting at this long table, and in front of me there are a variety of dishes. And I'm hungry, and I love food, I love eating, and I like all the things that are being served. However, there are so many choices. I can't make up my fucking mind. I've got decision fatigue. I don't know what I want anymore. I'm hungry, but I just don't even want to eat. I don't want any of this. And I feel sick to my stomach. And here's the thing. I built the restaurant. I built this buffet. I designed the menu. I bought all the food. I cooked all the food. I plated it. I set it all out. I've got customers coming. They're eating the food. And yes, I eat at my own restaurant. You know, why not? Let's just go with it. Let's just go with this analogy here. And they all come for something. You know, some of them want a bit of everything. Some of them want just one thing. But they all come to eat here. You know, they like what I'm serving. And some of them are really easygoing and are just happy with whatever is there. And some people are really demanding and let me know, you know, in any opportunity that they wish I would make this one meal. And why don't I make this one meal? And why don't I make more of this? And why am I doing this? And I want people to be happy and I want people to feel satisfied and fulfilled. And I want to as well, but I'm sitting here like, this is not the restaurant that I wanted. I have this vision. So imagine the restaurant now, all cleared out. And dark. And in the center of the room, there is a low-hanging light, like a dining room light. Kind of interrogation room vibes, a little bit, but you know, romantic. And there's a small table under the light, and there's two chairs. And on the table, there is one meal. And I walk up to the table and I sit down in one chair. And you walk up directly opposite, sit down at the other chair. And we share this meal together. And we enjoy it together and we have good conversation and laughter and connection. And we build this rapport and we have this intimate experience. And then you leave satisfied. And there's a line up out the door. And the next person comes in, but it's just one at a time and we have this intimate experience. And it's one meal. You know, it might, the details of that meal might change, but it's one meal. And I can put my love into every meal. And there's no rush, there's no schedule, you know, I have to create this meal at a certain time. It's just, you know, when I make it, and then you show up when you're hungry for it, and we enjoy that meal together. Because yeah, it's, even though I'm cooking it, I do enjoy that experience too, and I want to share that with you. That's what I want. What that's going to take is a lot of dismantling, a lot of renovating. And it's tough because there's that sunk cost fallacy, right? We feel like, you know, we've put so much time and effort and money and whatever, energy, love into something that it would be a waste to just stop and do something else. But really the waste is continuing doing something that's not right for us. You know, we have one life. And how do we want to live it? I don't want to live it always feeling like there's this semi-truck on my heels. Or like I always have to do more, more, more. And all of this I have created. That's the thing. And the other part of it is, you know, in this town, there are all these different restaurants. And most of the restaurants are buffets, and those are the ones that are successful, and they're, so that's the formula, right? You know, you do all the things, provide all the things, you know, reach all the people, right? Provide all the options. But that's the hustle, that's the grind, right? I would rather enjoy the grind of just making one meal with love. You know, I watch all these interviews with different YouTubers and some of them who create a video, upload it, and then disappear until the next one. I love that. I want that. You know, some of them who have deleted all their social media apart from YouTube or wherever they post their videos, they just work on their craft. I love that. The artist, the creator. Not the social media guru or influencer or, I don't know, it's become such a mess online. And this is the hard part, is being online is amazing. The connections that we can build are amazing to have that opportunity. But for some of us, the introverts, the really creative types who need time and space and need to protect their energy, it can be incredibly draining. And that's how I'm feeling right now. Like, I've built this and I feel totally drained by a lot of it. And I know that if I can dismantle that restaurant that I've created and design it to be much simpler and much more focused and much more streamlined, and, you know, just to make that one meal and put my heart into every meal that I make, I will love this again. I'll feel excited again. And that's what I wanted from the beginning. But I didn't know what I was doing in the beginning, and I thought I had to do all the things and serve all the food, and, you know, I thought I needed all the pieces because no one knew me. And now, I mean, some people know me. I still feel fairly anonymous online. It's kind of weird. But I just want to make videos. I just want to make videos, and I want to put my heart into everyone that I make and not feel like I'm on some schedule or I have to just churn out content or repurpose content or, you know, expand my reach or, I don't know, take up all the real estate online that I can take up so people remember me, so I'm top of mind and all this stuff. It's like, fuck. Yeah, that's how you grow a business and do all the things, but fuck. It's killing my creative spirit. You know, I'm 48, and how do I want to live my life? How do I want to live my life? Not like this. Not with that semi-truck on my heels, not feeling pulled in so many fucking directions that, you know, a lot of them I've set up all the things. And I see so many people struggling with this. People who have built something and then feel stuck. Like, what the fuck do I do? I don't want any of this. It's taken on a life of its own. There's so many complicated moving parts. What do I do? It's like, fuck. Burn it all. Move to Greece. I don't know. I want it simpler. I also want to have time for the things that are important to me. And I feel like there's so many things that I'm doing that I can't do the things that I really want to do, even though I'm doing things that I want to do. I don't know. But I got to make changes. So I've started the process of dismantling this restaurant in order to redesign it. And it's going to be a lot of work. That's the thing. To simplify, we do need to make a big mess at first. Renovations are really messy. If you've ever renovated your home, you know what I'm talking about. It's a big fucking mess, right? But there's something beautiful on the other side of it. So that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm doing. And I like to be transparent with you, you know, and open with you about what I'm going through and what I'm doing. And I've realized, like, I can't keep going the way I'm doing things because I will just keep burning out again and again and again. And some of that burnout has been from, you know, life events and life stressors that were beyond my control. But a lot of this now, it's stuff that is totally within my control. And I just have to take that step of, you know, making those changes no matter what. And it's hard when you've put so much time, love, effort, money into something. It's so hard to change it, but it's important. And I know it's going to be good for me and it's going to be good for you too. So we'll see what's next. That's my plan for now and for 2024 and simplifying. You know, really focusing on what matters. There's these exercises you can do to figure this shit out. You make a list of the top 20 things you need to be doing to build whatever. So for me, if I want to build the Karate Shrimp, what are the top 20 things I need to be doing to build that up? What are the things I need to be working on and doing on a regular basis? And then you go through that list and you pick the five that are the most important. And you focus on those five, and everything else, the other 15, you never do. You never do. And I don't know how many things I have on that list. I've done this exercise and holy shit, it's hard. It's hard to whittle it down to just five. But man, is it exhilarating when you can do that. And when you make that decision to do that, it's like, yes. Serenity on the other side? I don't know. Breathing room? Time to think? Yeah, I feel pretty overwhelmed. So I'm making changes. And I will still be here. I'm never going to stop making videos. And that's the thing, is I need to make these changes so that I don't quit. Because I will burn out again and again and again if I don't make these changes. So video forever, the rest, we shall see. And it's not just with the Karate Shrimp, it's other parts of my life too. Like, I just feel this, like, I don't know, clock ticking. Maybe it's, you know, losing parents. Maybe it's getting older. I don't know what it is, but like, fuck. I want to enjoy my life, you know, and enjoy the time I have with my kids, enjoy the time I have working on creative projects. I want to be able to touch grass, you know, more. Online stuff is tough. And yeah, I'm an introvert. You know, I need space. I need space and time by myself, and I need to get offline a lot more often. So I have this vision and I'm going to make it happen. So happy new year to you, or almost happy new year. I hope you have a good one, and I will see you again in 2024. All the best.
Thank you for tuning in to the Karate Shrimp podcast. You can also find me on YouTube at The Karate Shrimp, as well as on my blog, www.thekarateshrimp.com. There you can find more resources, as well as online courses to help you perform better in life and martial arts. Feel free to share my content with anyone you know who could benefit from it. See you next time.